lie yourself back, you can settle down and begin to relax and just make yourself nice and comfortable. You can notice the weight of your head resting there on the pillow, and you can be aware of your head relaxing, knowing that the full weight of your head is completely supported. So you don't have to hold any stress or tension in your shoulders or neck. You can just let your head rest back, nice and relaxed, and let go. And you can relax your shoulders too, because you know that you're fully supported. Your full weight, your full height, every muscle, every fibre of your being as you just relax back, fully supported. Because now is the time for you to do nothing. You don't have to be anywhere. You don't have to do anything. You can just lie back and relax. And your mind can drift and dream as you hear all the sounds around you. The sounds outside. None of these things need distract or disturb you, as they comfortably remind you that the world is safely still turning. And you can allow yourself a moment to just rest back, relax and let go. You can let go of any tension in your stomach or across your shoulders. Ease off those muscles in your back and down your spine and along the muscles in your legs, down through your ankles and all the way to your feet, your toes, even your arms, and every finger loosening and relaxing, perfectly at ease, drifting and dreaming with your thoughts as you pay attention to your breathing. That gentle rise and fall that happens all by itself. And with every breath you take, and with every word I speak, you can just let go. And I want you to imagine as vividly as you can that you are at the top of a beautiful, warm, softly lit staircase with 10 steps to go down, all covered in a beautifully soft carpet in your favourite colour and design, with a wonderfully smooth hardwood handrail at the side. And at the bottom of the staircase is a door. And behind the door is a room. Your own special room. Where nobody ever goes but you. In a moment or two, I'm going to count all the way down from 10 down to 0. And as I count all the way down from 10 down to 0, you can imagine that each number is a step on this staircase, another step down into deeper and deeper levels of relaxation, so that by the time I get to 0, you will be as relaxed as you can ever be. 10, 9, take the first step down now. Plenty of time, no need to hurry. 9. Feeling more and more relaxed, moving down easily. 8. Another step down now, into a relaxed calmness. 7. Imagining how it feels as your hand glides down that stair rail. 6. Going deeper now, deeper. 5. Feeling more and more relaxed. 4. Deeper still now, and still deeper. 3. Your breathing becoming slower now, and steadier. 2. A wonderful calmness just sweeping over you. 1. Almost all the way down now. Just one more step to go. 0. 0. And now you find yourself in front of that door to your own special room. Study it for a moment, noticing the colour and design, looking at the texture and pattern of the handle, and understand that this room is always here for you in your thoughts. You can always find it just by going down that staircase of calmness and relaxation in your mind. Then you open the door and move easily inside the room. It's comfortable and warm inside here, and softly lit, and furnished exactly as you want it to be to make it absolutely perfect. Make it truly vivid in your mind, catching the smell of it, the feel of it, as well as the way it looks. And in the middle of the room is a comfortable chair, a wonderfully luxurious and comfortable chair. And you just dawdle lazily over to it and flop yourself down, enjoying that deep sense of tranquility that sweeps over you as you sink into the cushions. And it's from positive experience that you learn how to use your confidence in a way that builds and grows stronger every day. Increased self-worth. Recognizing even more than before that only good and positive thoughts are of value to you, that negative thoughts harm you. They actually harm you. You allow only good and positive thoughts. It is so very easy to be that person who does not allow for mistakes to be made. And it can be a comfort to know that an error is simply an opportunity to do it differently next time. Perfection is almost never needed. And even champion athletes are never perfect all the time, and sometimes get it wrong. It's interesting to observe that when the Navajo Indians weave their beautiful rugs and blankets, they always leave a knot, an imperfection, so that the gods are never angered, that they are trying to be gods themselves. It can be comforting to know that you can give yourself permission to feel safe and enjoy those things that are important, knowing that the world will not come to an end if you leave a knot. So that the gods know you are not challenging them. You're just doing the best you can and leaving it at that. As you go deeper now, just listening to the sound of my voice, you can be aware of those comfortable, heavy feelings of legs, of arms, of your entire body that seems to float in time and space. These hypnotic sensations that allow you to know that you have traveled from one state of awareness into another state in a calm and confident way. And I wonder now if you can allow those feelings to continue. Those comfortable, relaxed sensations of mind and body as you drift and dream, and my voice drifts with you. You now look to the future in that way that tells you that things will go well, that you will succeed, that you are special, attractive, intelligent and capable, and in this way you program yourself to succeed, and you will succeed. You now look to the future and see only good things and good people happening to you as you move forward to grasp opportunities, seeing those opportunities clearly, intensely aware that all your worthwhile goals are attainable. You have all the confidence you need to build upon. All the capabilities and capacities to be that person you want to be. Special and exciting. You and you alone have your best interests at heart. You now take control of your life. Now you are taking control. You trust your own judgment in all things, and you know that you alone have your best interests and those who are close to you within your control. And it is with profound satisfaction now that you undertake and commit yourself to your own best interests, utilizing to your highest potential your capability, your special qualities, accepting your feelings of self-congratulation as you achieve your worthwhile goals. You find it easy to concentrate on what is important to you. Your subconscious mind helps you in those ways, reminding you of your successes, of your positive abilities, of all your special qualities. Others appreciate you more as you demonstrate your confidence. Your positive approach allows those around you to have confidence in you. As your confidence grows and manifests itself in your day-to-day success, now your creativity discovers new ways of releasing itself to become effective and part of your own special personality. You impress and amaze all with your clarity of thought, an expression of new ideas, an input to every situation. Once the bystander, now at the forefront, establishing yourself as that interesting, positive person that you are. You can now be aware that you are the equal of all. Relax relaxed and comfortable in every situation. You are realizing now with greater clarity each and every day that you can unlearn that feeling of fear and lack of confidence. You now take a deep breath, relax yourself from head to toe, and take the image into your mind of you, happy and secure, confident and self-assured, as you tell yourself, I can, I will. And this comfortable, pleasant image soothes your mind, and all fear and self-doubt leave you completely. You can unlearn fear by being positive and realizing that the only thing that can hurt you is the fear itself. No longer do you accept fear or negativity. You banish in their entirety all unwanted, inappropriate thoughts and symptoms, allowing only good thoughts and positive feelings to grow and become part of your special personality. You do this easily because you are in control. It will become easier and easier for you to do this as you take control. And you will take control. And while you're pondering on those thoughts, I want to tell you a story. Once there was a village in a very isolated part of the world. So isolated that they very rarely saw visitors from the outside world. And the people of the village had a secret. They had a magical painting. It had been given to them by a stranger back in the past, in a time before anyone could remember. The stranger had said, as long as this picture stays in the village, everything will go right for the people of the village. And the people felt safe having this picture. One day another stranger came to the village, and the people, being very hospitable, made the stranger welcome. They let him stay in the room where the painting was kept, and when they got up in the morning, the stranger had left and the painting had been taken away. The villagers were desolated. They felt their happiness had gone. Life could never again be the way they had pictured it. They looked out of the window and the blue sky had turned dark. The trees had stopped blooming. The birds no longer sang. And they felt very sad. Then one of the young women of the village walked over to where the painting had been on the wall. She started to paint her own picture. She started to paint a beautiful painting of trees and birds, and then some others joined her. And soon all the people were cooperating making this painting. They all got so absorbed. It wasn't until the young woman looked out of the window and said, "Look, everything is changing." And they realized that the sky had become blue again. The birds were singing again. And the trees were back in bloom. Now each and everything you do better than you've ever done before. You approach each new task with complete ease of mind, knowing that you are relaxed and in a perfect frame of mind. Calm, relaxed and confident. Every day your confidence grows. That means tomorrow your confidence grows. and the day after it grows stronger than before. As you practice being more and more confident, so your confidence grows and becomes stronger as more and more your feelings of self-worth become strong and powerful. Each day, with each new situation, whenever you need to, you take control, calm your mind, disregard troubles, and you are calm, relaxed, poised, competent, and confident. You are your own person. And you go forth into the world looking forward with a new and determined optimism. For you are armed now with new knowledge and understanding of that person you are. Unique and special, your real self. Confident in your own abilities to be true to those values that really are important, and to recognize what is false and inappropriate. Now you love and respect yourself for the person that you are, and you will be happy with all that you do have. Yesterday is gone, and with it is gone all the influences that could make it different. Tomorrow is but a myth that we can colour with imagination. But today, this very moment, all is real, and for this moment we live, and then that too is gone, either seized upon and enjoyed, or wasted, and you can choose too which reality is yours. And you will you not?